I am the most unfortunate of mortals, O immanent presence, to find such as this in my otherwise satisfactory squishy, said the vizier, extending his chopsticks. The court craned to see. So did Mort. Mort couldn't help agreeing with the statement, though the thing was a sort of blue-green lump with rubbery tubes dangling from it.
The preparer of food will be disciplined, noble personage of scholarship,
said the emperor.
Who got the spare ribs?
No, O perceptive father of your people. I was rather referring to the fact that this is, I believe, the bladder and spleen of the deep-water puff-eel, allegedly the most tasty of morsels, to the extent that it may be eaten only by those beloved of the gods themselves, or so it is written. Among such company, of course, I do not include my miserable self. With a deft flick, he transported it to the bowl of the emperor, where it wobbled to a standstill. The boy looked at it for some time and then skewered it on a chopstick.
Ah, he said, but is it not also written by none other than the great philosopher Li Tin Weedle that a scholar may be ranked above princes? I seem to remember you giving me the passage to read once, O faithful and assiduous seeker of knowledge.
The thing followed another brief arc through the air and flopped apologetically into the vizier's bowl. He scooped it up in a quick movement and poised it for a second service. His eyes narrowed.
Such may generally be the case, O jade river of wisdom, but specifically I cannot be ranked above the emperor, whom I love as my own son, and have done ever since his late father's unfortunate death, and thus I lay this small offering at your feet.
The eyes of the court followed the wretched organ on its third flight across the mat, but the emperor snatched up his fan and brought off a magnificent volley that ended back in the vizier's bowl with such force that it sent up a spray of seaweed.
"Somebody eat it, for heaven's sake!" shouted Mort, totally unheard. "I'm in a hurry!"
"Thou art indeed the most thoughtful of servants, O devoted, and indeed only companion of my late father and grandfather when they passed over, and therefore I decree that your reward shall be this most rare and exquisite of morsels."
The vizier prodded the thing uncertainly and looked into the emperor's smile. It was bright and terrible. He fumbled for an excuse.
Alas, it would seem that I have already eaten far too much,
he began, but the emperor waved him into silence.
Doubtless it requires a suitable seasoning,
he said, and clapped his hands. The wall behind him ripped from top to bottom, and four heavenly guards stepped through, three of them brandishing kando swords, and the fourth trying hurriedly to swallow a lighted dog end. The vizier's bowl dropped from his hands.
My most faithful of servants believes he has no space left for this final mouthful,
said the emperor.
Doubtless you can investigate his stomach to see if this is true. Why has that man got smoke coming out of his ears?
Anxious for action, O Sky Eminence, said the sergeant quickly. No stopping him, I'm afraid.
Then let him take his knife and... Oh, the vizier seems to be hungry after all. Well done.
There was absolute silence while the vizier's cheeks bulged rhythmically. Then he gulped.
Delicious, he said. Superb. Truly the food of the gods. And now, if you will excuse me.
He unfolded his legs and made as if to stand up. Little beads of sweat had appeared on his forehead.
You wish to depart?
Said the emperor, raising his eyebrows.
Pressing matters of state. O perspicacious personage of... Be seated. Rising so soon after meals can be bad for the digestion,
said the emperor, and the guards nodded agreement.
Besides, there are no urgent matters of state, unless you refer to those in the small red bottle marked antidote in the black lacquered cabinet on the bamboo rug in your quarters, O lamp of midnight oil.
There was a ringing in the vizier's ears. His face began to go blue.
You see, said the emperor, untimely activity on a heavy stomach is conducive to ill humours.